It's still dark and biting cold on a Thursday morning when Elizabeth Nielsen leaves her home on Salt Lake City's East Bench and drives west across town to catch the 707 Frontrunner South train. At Salt Lake Central Station, Nielsen parks her car and boards the train. It'll be nearly 2 hours before she arrives at her office in Provo, a trip that would take 45 minutes to an hour if she stayed in her car and traveled south on I-15. Instead, she boards the train and settles into her warm seat, immediately opening her laptop. This is how her commute begins, and she readily admits this is the easy part.
Today, like, we're watching the sunrise on the train. It's nice. I don't get to really pay attention to that when I'm white knuckles on the freeway, you know?
Nielsen says buying round-trip tickets on Frontrunner is only slightly cheaper than filling the tank of her Subaru several times a week. But saving money is not her reason for using public transit. She's more concerned about reducing the air pollution she would otherwise be contributing to. Nielsen's whole routine requires a lot of planning, strategizing multiple routes, packing meals, and wearing comfortable, weather-appropriate clothes.
I kind of think that around here you've got to want it, like, because it isn't necessarily the path of least resistance.
Nielsen would like to see a more comprehensive network of bus and tracks lines that cover more ground with tighter connections.
Hey, you too. Thank you.
Once in Provo, Nielsen takes a bench in the deserted lot and waits. The current temperature is 9 degrees.
This is where the less efficient and more frustrating part of the commute comes in.
So you have a choice when Frontrunner drops you off at this point between sitting here for 20 minutes or sitting on the bus for 20 minutes.
Yeah, waiting while they kind of drive all over town, even though the bus we're waiting for will be direct once we're done waiting for it.
After about a 5-minute bus ride, Nielsen is deposited near an overpass in Provo. She navigates the shoulder of a busy road for about a half a mile before finally arriving at her office.
For mere moments from a hot beverage.
Andrew Frew is vice president of creative and technical services at Infuse Medical in Lehigh. He and his wife sold their second car once the Frontrunner South line was up and running. Frew says it was the next logical step in reducing his family's environmental impact.
I mean, you just sort of get so dependent on it that, like, releasing it is almost like a challenge at first there, right? Can I actually live without a car? I mean, you're kind of like, you don't have a car in the parking lot, right? So you're just like, it almost feels like you're stranded or something.
Like Elizabeth Nielsen, Frew has a fairly easy time getting on the train, but has to make a 20-minute trek on foot from the train station to his office.
We're so used to being like a car-driven society that even the notion of being like a pedestrian, I think, like, just blows people away sometimes. Like, you mention to somebody that, like, oh, it's just a 20-minute walk or whatever, and the reactions you get can be quite interesting.
Frew says he wouldn't call his commute a sacrifice as much as an adjustment. According to the Utah Department of Environmental Quality, car emissions account for more than half of the pollution on winter inversion days. Homes and small businesses account for about 32%, and the rest, about 11%, is caused by industry. That's why Democrats in the Utah State Legislature are prepared to sweep the corners of the budget to pave the way for tracks and bus riders on bad air days. Salt Lake County Democratic Representative Joel Briscoe says he'd like to see lawmakers agree to try it just once.
I'm hoping that we can convince the legislature that our air is so bad, it's having an impact on our economy, that for the sake of good business, for the sake of good health, we should give it a try for 1 year and see what happens.
Utah Democrats are also sponsoring legislation to set up a fund to promote UTA's operations. Matt Sybil is UTA's chief planning officer. He says giving away service for free isn't fair to those who buy monthly passes, but he says corporations and governments can buy passes and distribute them as they wish.
Ultimately for us, it's getting more service out on the street, so it's easier for people to connect. The number one reason that people cite that they don't take transit actually isn't related to the cost. It's related to the convenience.
Sybil says on days where UTA offers service for free, ridership increases by about 50%. Most recently, UTA completed the Frontrunner South and Airport Tracks lines. The Sugar House Streetcar line will be up and running next winter. Sybil says UTA's goal is to maximize the investments that have already been made.
What's next for us is probably not a lot of new capital projects, but it's filling in with a lot of connecting bus service, improving our core bus network and improving frequencies and making it just easier for people to get around.
For example, UTA plans to bring back rail service between downtown Salt Lake City and the University of Utah. Right now, people have to transfer at the courthouse before going east. Sybil says that would improve frequency on the university line to every 7.5 minutes from 15 minutes. Other proposals to expand service along the Wasatch Front are in the works. In Utah County, UTA is planning a 10.5-mile light rail line that would connect Orem by way of Brigham Young University to downtown Provo. A similar plan is in the works for Ogden. Sybil says the only obstacle standing between riders and expanded service is money to finance more transit infrastructure. Whitney Evans, KUER News.